School Board Vice President Julie Eyhausen isn't certain how many students will be moving into the school district in the next 10 to 15 years. Eyhausen says it's their obligation as a school board to address the academic and growth needs of the future, and that's why they need to consider possible new land acquisitions.
Need to go out and purchase property, or have we got some that we can, you know, maybe make some deals or some land swaps or what have you. So we are just really exploring just to see if we actually do need to buy more property, or if we are kind of sitting on some property that we could eventually build, you know, another high school or another middle school or, you know, whatever it is. But we're also really looking at the growth, because Park City is pretty well built out, and so we don't know how many additional kids are going to be moving in.
Eyhausen says they'd prefer to use existing school-owned property at Bear Hollow and Ecker Hill Middle School to build new facilities, but they'll explore all options.
We are researching to see if Ecker can be utilized in a different way, as far as it would probably have to be some, you know, digging into the hillside. I don't even know if we could do that, but we are just looking at utilizing whatever we've got to the fullest potential.
A decision was made to hire VCBO as the architect for the 5-6 school project, but the location of that school is being addressed by a recently formed task force. Board member Petra Butler says they'll use a process that includes community input.
We've recently formed a committee of teachers, administrators, parents, the community at large, basically, and they're going to decide where that is going to be placed. They're going to ask a lot of questions. They're going to go out to the community. There are multi-sources that are going to be utilized in order to determine that. So that's forthcoming.
Teacher contract negotiations are on track for a May 1st agreement. According to Butler, a board member is on each negotiating team. Eyhausen says the school board would like to secure a multi-year contract, but it's a balancing act.
From our perspective, we would love a multi-year contract. And that's what we had before. You know, the last one was a two-year contract. I think it's just figuring out what the length can actually be and what can we kind of promise that's going to be coming a couple years down, or even 3 or 4 years down the road. Or how committed do we want to make future boards as far as us making the decisions of this is how the money's going to be spent?
The state legislature increased the weighted pupil unit spending by 4% this year, and these are funds that play a part in negotiations. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.